أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا الذين كفروا يردوكم على أعقابكم فتنقلبوا خاسرين بل الله مولاكم وهو خير الناصرين سنلقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب بما أشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا ومأواهم النار وبئس مثوى الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion of the Battle of Uhud, Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks about yet another aspect, and this again revolves around the rumor of our Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's shahadat, that when the rumor had spread that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been martyred, then the munafiqeen had taken advantage over the situation. They began propagating amongst the Muslims that now that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more, this serves no purpose that you people should remain on Islam. What are you fighting for? Why should you remain on this deen when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no more? Rather you go back to your old ways and we will now befriend you and everything comes back to normal and normality. On this occasion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Sahaba, and one important aspect with regards to the Quran Sharif, that despite the fact that these verses had been revealed on that occasion, the verses, the implication, the meaning, the command, hukam, all of it remains forever and ever. And probably in this particular time, the political arena of the world, the situation of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this and these verses are very, very applicable at this particular time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, you have brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In tuti'u alladhina kafaru, if you obey those who have disbelieved, yaruddukum ala aqabikum, they will turn you upon your heels. In other words, they will turn you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatanqalibu khasirin, then you will turn and be at a loss. In this world also, you will be at a loss in the fact that if you looked at it in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not been a martyr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam lived on for many years thereafter. And of course, in this world, you will have much to lose. And of course, in the hereafter, you will have everything to lose. Thereafter, Allah ta'ala says, Balillahu mawlakum, nay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your mawla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your helper. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in actual fact, is supposed to be your ultimate objective in life. You need to strive for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You need to do for the sake of Allah. Your ikhlas, your intention, your sincerity is all supposed to be dedicated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ النَّاصِرِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of helpers. That immaterial, whatever the situation be on the battlefield, whatever the situation be otherwise, seek the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, your iman being strengthened in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come down. Abu Sufyan at that time began to praise one of the gods of the Quraysh, and then he began to make a proclamation, لَنَا الْعُزَّى وَلَا عُزَّى لَكُمْ, that, O Muslims, our victory is attributed to Uzza. Uzza was the name of one of the idols. So he began to say that we have Uzza on our side, and you people don't have any Uzza. And that is the result, that because we have Uzza, we have victory. And because you do not have Uzza, you have defeat. So our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in response to that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, respond to them that Allahu Mawlana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Mawla, wala Mawla lakum, and you people have no Mawla, you people have no helper. And in response to all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, Balillahu Mawlakum, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Mawla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your helper, Allah ta'ala is your assistant. One should ask the question that the Quraysh had a kind of a victory that they could have celebrated, and then on the other hand, Sahaba were all down. Some of them had become shaheed. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were injured. There were those that were now on the brinks of the battlefield. Medina Munawwara was vulnerable. The Quraysh could have entered Medina Munawwara, or they could have completed their task on the battlefield itself, but nay, they turned back towards Makkah Mukarrama and they continued. Why did they not attack Medina Munawwara? Why did they not continue the attack on the battlefield? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this question. Allah says, سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ بِمَا أَشْرَكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا. Now we had placed into the hearts of those who disbelieve الرُّعْب. رُعْب means terror or fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed a kind of terror. Allah ta'ala had placed a kind of fear and awe in their hearts. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? Bima ashraku billah. Because of the shirk, the ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma lam yunazzil bihi sultana. And the ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been of such things that no kind of authority, no kind of revelation had been revealed to them. They have no kind of proof with regards to what they worship and what they have ascribed as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't make sense in any way whatsoever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put this terror in their hearts. So they began to move towards Makkah Mukarrama. And as they progressed on their journey towards Makkah, the realization had come to them that we had two options. One was to continue fighting, and those that were on the battlefield, to fight them all, to martyr all of them, or to march towards Medina Munawwara. And now it was at that time that they realized the error, the mistake. But even at that point in time, when they realized it, they didn't have the courage to return towards the battlefield or towards Medina Munawwara. All they could do was a caravan that was going towards Medina. They sent a message that they are returning. At that time, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received this message, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got a group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ready. Even in that state, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum stood up with the support of others because of the injury, and then they pursued the Quraysh and they went right to a place called Hamara'ul Asad, and they found that the Quraysh had already left, leaving the tracks and the traces behind, and they moved towards Makkah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, the condition in this world was the awe and the fear that Allah ta'ala had placed. وَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. In the hereafter, their abode will be the fire of Jahannam. وَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الظَّالِمِينَ. And it is an evil abode for the wrongdoers, for those who had made zulm and oppressed themselves. And of course, they worshipped that which was not supposed to be worshipped. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. That what they worship is weak, so obviously the worshippers will also be weak. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.